For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. Talking Hurricane sports for the next hour. Joe Zagacki, Trevor Harris is our producer. We're going to have the great Tim Reynolds with us momentarily, and then we'll talk with J.D. Arteaga, University of Miami baseball coach, coming up as well. Canes are on a winning streak in baseball, 6 in a row, play FIU tomorrow, then go up to Boston, and we'll play a game in Fenway Park. They're playing great baseball right now, and some of the prognosticators have them in the NCAA baseball tournament if the season were to end right now, 24-17, so great turnaround by J.D. and the club. NFL draft is coming up on Thursday. University of Miami will be prominent in the draft because, well, because Cam Ward most likely will be the number one pick, and the University of Miami hasn't had the overall number one pick since what? Since Vinny, I guess? How long, Trevor, do you know? I should know that answer. I should have known that coming in.
Probably Vinny, I'm going to say, with you of that. Probably those 84, 85 draft.
People will start pouring in with the answer. I probably missed one somewhere. At any rate, we'll talk about that. A lot of things going on with University of Miami basketball. Spring football just ended for University of Miami football. Transfer portal is smoking hot for football. So let's talk about all of these things. Joining us now, let me give you the rundown of some of the things that he does. He is on our pregame show, a prominent member, Tim Reynolds is, of our pregame show and of our roundtable. He was just inducted into the New York State Basketball Hall of Fame. He is one of the great writers for the NBA, one of the great writers in this area that covers the Heat and the Panthers and the University of Miami. And, of course, when it comes to the Olympics, nobody is better at the Olympic sports than Tim Reynolds. And when it comes to the winter sports, nobody is better than Tim Reynolds. And of course, perhaps you might be writing about one of the great winter events coming up in 2025, Tim. It will be 12-12-25. It will be the, how will I call this? The Haley Zagacki Winter Classic. Welcome to the show.
And we're out of time after that intro. My goodness. I am looking forward to the 12-12-25. Yeah, 25. I am looking very much forward to that event. For people who don't know, Josie's daughter, the lovely, lovely Haley, who we like even though she's marrying a gator, I was not asked my approval. He seems like a nice gentleman. He must have fallen through the cracks in Gainesville. They didn't completely ruin him. No, we are excited to go. And by the way, one thing that you left off the intro, which by the way, thank you for all that. He also knows that Russell Maryland was Miami's last number one draft pick in 1991.
Oh, the overall number one pick.
Yes.
Vinny
in 87, Russell in 91.
Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, that's the classic speak before you think. And of course, what was I doing earlier today? I was looking at a picture of myself with Russell Maryland from a reunion.
Yeah. Again, like we just mentioned, you have a wedding coming up this year. You're going to be saying a lot of dumb stuff for the next 7 months. Your brain is going to be elsewhere. I'd like to apologize in advance for everything that you hear on Hurricanes football games this fall, because as the day nears, Joe's only going to get worse. We're hoping you show up in pants for some of these events, honestly. Like, it's just going to get – it's going to get really bad. And then around 4 p.m. Mountain Time on 12-12, you're going to be fine. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be wonderful.
Before we dive into this, I just will say that 2 or 3 weeks ago, my lovely wife and I, we went to the location, and I timed – well, first of all, I timed the walk down the aisle. I did. I did my own rehearsal. I timed the shuttles from the hotel condo to the chapel.
And you had a pro day. You did shuttle runs. Shuttle runs and 40-yard dash. You had a pro day.
Yeah, that's right. It's a pro day. I timed all of it. I did my own rehearsal, so I'll be ready.
Did you do a vertical jump?
Okay. The vertical jump.
Did Cam Ward dominate?
That'd be good. I want to ask you about the draft and Cam Ward, but let's start this way, like a big picture, because we've got all this other stuff going on in college athletics. And I said the transfer portal is smoking hot, and that means it's hot for everybody. So we're in this new frontier of college athletics. And I think you are perfect for the perspective, because you know the University of Miami very well. How is the University of Miami set up for success in this new frontier? Does it start at the very top with the president?
I think if there's one, first of all, I don't think anybody's set up for success, because, again, so there were all of these rules for 100 years, and the rules were silly. Many of the rules were silly. You know, not being able to give guys bagels on official visits was a bit much. But, okay, there was rules. Then we go to the NIL system, which players obviously have earned. They have earned their taste of the pie. I am in no way against name, image, and likeness. None. I have no problem with it. But there was no rules for it. And that's why we're in the wild, wild west. So what does the NCAA now propose in its infinite wisdom? Let's make it wilder, wilder, wester out there. Literally nobody knows what this is going to mean. That schools can now pay directly. Is there a cap? How is the cap going to be managed? Who's going to actually oversee that people aren't breaking the rules? How will the Olympic sports survive? How will the mid-majors survive? How will the academic schools survive? What happens to Division II and Division III? We don't have any of the answers. To answer your question, we do have an answer. Joe Echevarria, everything the man touches improves. He's a visionary. He understands the business market, obviously. He understands this market. He understands investment. He understands strategy, short term, long term. The fact that we have a CEO in that chair should be the thing that, if I'm a Canes fan, I'm saying I feel very good about it. Well, we've talked about this before, Joe. Joe Echevarria is not an academic. He does not have a doctorate. He doesn't claim to be an academic. He's letting his provosts do their job. Joe's a businessman with a bachelor's degree from the University of Miami and a lifelong student of the business world. He once had an office with an incredible view of New York City. He knows what money, how it's made, how it's not made. And that's what you need right now, both from a private university standpoint, because, again, these are very troubling times for private schools as well. And from a standpoint of the guy absolutely is the biggest fan of Miami Hurricanes athletics, not just football, not just men's basketball. He's a fan of all of it. He's going to make sure that it works. So if you're a Canes fan, you say, "In Joe we trust." And then you go on down the line through, you know, his top people, the Manny Cadres of the world, the Rudy Fernandezes of the world, obviously the Dan Radakoviches of the world. Nobody knows what's coming, but Miami's tried to prepare itself as best it can for the mystery of what's next, if that makes any sense.
Well, the mystery, before we get to the draft, here's how mysterious it is. Two Clemson basketball players went into the transfer portal today, and they have no eligibility left. They went into the portal in case somehow college athletics grants a fifth year.
And I think you'll see it.
So, they're in the portal, no eligibility, just waiting to find out if there will be a new rule will be passed where you'll get 5 years. The draft.
That's the way it was 130 years ago, believe it or not.
Oh.
Guys in the 1890s in what became the Big Ten would change schools often, and they'd get paid. And it was known. There was no secret to it. As long as they were still in some sort of class, they could represent the university. And it was, that's obviously long before the NCAA. College athletics predates the NCAA. I think a lot of people often realize that. It's kind of funny that we're now going to a model that was used 130 years ago. And the problem is nobody's around to tell us exactly how it worked. That's
if it was
kind
good
of
or
the
not.
Problem. Don played in that era, so maybe Don would know. Don, I think, played in 1896, so he might know. But it's wild. Anyway, to the draft. I'm sorry.
Cam Ward, going to be the first pick by the Titans. That's what everybody says. It looks like it's going in that direction. What do you think that means for the university? Let's bring it toward the University of Miami. They will have their player will be selected first in the NFL draft. Does the University of Miami gain, and Mario Cristobal, do they gain something from that?
They gain a lot from that. Because even though, and you could argue that Incarnate Word and Washington State also benefit from that. And Cam Ward does not have a bad thing to say about either of those institutions. Incarnate Word gave him an opportunity that a zero-star recruit would not have had. Washington State gave him a profile that Incarnate Word would not have had. And then Miami takes a presumed third, fourth round guy and helps him become the number one pick. So Cam Ward has maximized what each of the three stops he made in his college career could give him. But he's going into this draft as a Hurricane, and he's proud to be a Hurricane. And he's already talking about how this 1 year at Miami helped him get to this point. It's not a question about Thursday. Tennessee's taken him. We know that. It's done. That's who they've identified. That's who they've wanted. The fact that the starting quarterback in Tennessee next year is a Miami Hurricane, whether he struggles or not. And look, rookie quarterbacks, teams get the number one pick for a reason, and it's because they're not very good teams. So will he take some lumps? Of course he will. But when Mario Cristobal says, "I need something from you," Cam Ward's going to be there. And in turn, when Cam Ward says to Miami, "I need something from you," Miami's going to be there for him. But for those 15 minutes on Thursday night, it's going to be Cam Ward from the University of Miami who's on every screen that every football fan in America is going to be watching. It's not going to be Cam Ward from Washington State. It's not Cam Ward from Incarnate Word. It's not Cam Ward from Texas. It's Cam Ward from the University of Miami. That alone is worth everything. And as we get into this new space, Joe, people will want to see immediate results on their investments. Well, Cam Ward is an example of what the immediate ROI can be if you come through the University of Miami. You have a pretty solid chance of going fairly high in the NFL draft, or come here and make yourself a first rounder or possibly even number one and make a lot of money for yourself along the way.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very positive for the University of Miami to finally have a guy picked number one overall. And I think for the first time in many, many years, they will have many other players. Their names will be called in the top, I don't know, three or four rounds, as opposed to the last couple of years where really nobody's name has been called. They've pretty much been all free agents, but they will have, I think, a pretty good amount of players selected in this draft.
Oh, absolutely. And but this is not crazy talk. It's entirely possible that Andy Borgalis is the second or third Cane taken in this draft. Let's not forget Andy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a story in and of itself, because when a kicker goes relatively early, nobody's going to go in the first round. Like, I think it was Janikowski, might have been the last one. I'm not totally certain, but it's rare that a kicker goes super, super early. But Andy's going to get picked fairly highly. And that's going to be another great story for Miami, because it's going to be unusual that a kicker gets picked relatively early, at least for kickers in the draft. That's going to be something, another great thing for Miami to say, he's one of us. So there's a lot of good. Obviously, Xavier Restrepo is going to go early. The Cam McCormick story, when he gets drafted, that's going to be something else that gets Miami airtime and headlines and all of those wonderful things, because, you know, Cam's older than half of the NFL. I mean, everyone knows Cam's story. It took him 9 years.
Right.
But it's a story unlike any other. So you've got the Cam Ward story. You've got the Cam McCormick story. Xavier Restrepo's got a heck of a backstory. Andy Borgalis is a heck of a backstory. There's going to be other guys taken in this draft. You're not going to wait too long between picks in this draft before the U comes up on screens and before somebody else starts singing the praises of the University of Miami and what Mario Cristobal and Alex Mirabal and Shannon Dawson have done here. Miami hasn't had this in forever. And when Mario goes into a kid's house and that kid wants to go to the NFL in 4 years, you've been selling them hope for a long time at Miami. This year, you're going to sell them, look at the draft. Look what we did. It's going to get a lot easier for Mario, who's already a pretty good closer. The closing part, he doesn't have to sell hope anymore. He can sell actual, tangible results.
Everybody's been saying, oh, is the U back? Is the U back? Well, one way the U gets back is get a bunch of guys drafted and keep that brand out there. Keep selling the brand. Before we take a quick commercial break, let's touch on this real fast. If the University of Miami has a great season and ends up in the quarterfinals of the playoffs and somehow lands in the Orange Bowl, that game is January 1st at 12 o'clock.
At noon. A noon game.
Noon Orange Bowl game.
There will be 8,300 people in the stadium at noon on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day in South Florida at noon.
It will make for an interesting night. The only good thing is that if it is Miami in that game, maybe people will stop lighting fireworks by 6 or 6:30 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Maybe that will maybe the fireworks will die down by brunch. It's possible.
All right, Tim Reynolds is with us. We'll touch on basketball, a little bit of basketball when we come back. We'll take a quick break. Still to come, J.D. Arteaga as well. Let me talk to you for a moment about one of my favorite topics, and that would be Williamson Cadillac and the all-star team that Ed Williamson has, of course, his lovely wife, Carol. Then there's Jermaine Chambers. And, of course, Jeff Rogers, the general manager, and the do-it-all guy, Reggie. If you need anything done, then you ask for Reggie. Miami's luxury dealership founded over 50 years ago, more than a dealership. You know what they are? They are your friend. They are your neighbor. They are loyal to you. That's why Williamson Cadillac has been in business for 50 years, 50 plus years, because they know how to treat their customers like family. If you want to enjoy world-class customer service, then it's Williamson Cadillac, and it's not even close. New vehicles are arriving every single day, which means Williamson is absolutely going to have the new Cadillac you're looking for, whether it's the XT4, the XT5, the new all Lyric, whatever it is, the XT6, the CT4, the CT5. I'm driving the XT4, and it's just an absolutely beautiful, smooth ride. Williamson Cadillac, easy to find, located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Go online before you go down there, WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Check out all of the inventory. You want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle. You want to be treated to world-class customer service. You want to experience a new Cadillac. Then go to your luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
The great Tim Reynolds is our guest tonight. J.D. Arteaga joins us in our next segment. Tim also, one of the other reasons why I like Tim so much is because he's a Phillies fan. Although I'm not very happy with the Phillies right now, Tim.
I didn't like last night at all. I don't like where this is trending. Something's missing. And I honestly kind of want – now, the bullpen has been the issue here for, we all know, forever. But I didn't like the idea of sending Garrett Stubbs down because I just think he brings something to that clubhouse that's needed. I don't know who the – I say that I don't know a better way to say this other than every clubhouse needs a rah-rah stupid guy.
Yep, man, that's
and
him.
He's in no way a stupid guy. Like, yeah. I love Stubby. Like, I'm not – absolutely not disparaging him, not 1%. But he wore that role of backup catcher on his sleeve, and I don't know if they've replaced what he brought to the clubhouse. I think they're kind of going through the motions, and they're almost taking the season – too mechanically, if that's a thing. Like, they know they're good and they think they're going to be there at the end. I'm just not seeing a lot of fun. To use the Jimmy Butler term, I'm not seeing a lot of joy right now. Well, they're a good team, but there's not a lot of joy there.
And that was their hallmark. They were a fun team to watch, but that window is closing. Meanwhile, here, J.D. Arteaga is coming up on the show. They've won six in a row. He's done it with two freshman pitchers in the starting rotation. Lost one of his best hitters, his right fielder. They've won six in a row. They're going to play at Fenway Park this weekend.
And they're going to hit 38 doubles off that wall. It's going to be amazing. That game may never end. Games at Fenway Park may never end. And they play our good friend Blake James in BC, kind enough to arrange this. So yeah. I think that's going to mean a little something to the manager of the Red Sox as well. I think that's going to mean just a little something to AC as well.
Basketball, Coach Lucas has been very busy in this portal. I think they're up to seven players now, two freshmen, five transfer guys, but very busy and building a team. I think he's putting together a pretty good squad here now. The challenge is to bring them all together. But one of the things I do like outside of the freshmen, well, one's a five-star, one's a four-star. You might know the Allen kid because his dad with the Heat. But the other players outside the guard from New Mexico are coming from Power Four programs, and I just think that's an easier transition into the ACC.
Oh, absolutely. And look, you can tell that he's got a type, right? I mean, most of the – I only know of six that are signed. Maybe it's seven. I think it's only six. Doesn't matter. Of the six that I'm thinking of, they play multiple positions. They're from very good high school programs. I know some of these guys transferred in, but they're from very good high school programs, meaning they were taught the right way, and they're long. These kids that he's brought in are long-armed. They're going to be passing lane problems. You can tell that he's got certain criteria. They're not just going to take a guy to take a guy. Getting Dante Allen, Malik's son. Villanova's loss was Miami's gain. Dante was going to Nova, then they had the coaching change. Obviously, that's a situation where, you know, maybe you just find a way to stay home. But the Shelton Henderson move, so big. I mean, immediately comes in as one of the best recruits Miami's ever had. A flip from Duke, which that's never a bad thing. I know they say he's a three. I get the sense that the offense they're going to run
the difference between 2 and 3 is nominal. Like college basketball really is getting positionless, like the NBA has gotten. He's a wing, is what he is. He's a wing that can go inside. He finishes well. He's comfortable in the lane. There's a lot to like there, as you'd expect from a 5-star. But he's already put together a very solid core. It's a core of guys that other players are going to want to be around. I don't think he's going to have much problem filling the roster. I know there's anxiety about how there's only 6 or 7 guys. What are they going to do for a team? You know, here it is, the end of April. What are they going to do for a team? I wouldn't worry about that. People will want to play with the guys that they brought in. Yeah. And plus, let's be honest, there's going to be 13 or 14 names on that roster. He's only going to play 8 or 9 of them. So yeah, we're pretty close to a team already.
No, I think you're right. I think officially it's 6. I think the 7th is going to be a European shooter. We'll leave it at that.
I heard similar thoughts. Yes.
Before we let you go, bounce back to University of Miami football. Spring football just concluded, and I'm not sure that you draw any conclusions from spring football. In fact, put me in the camp now of I think what they should do in college football is just adopt the NFL calendar and probably have a mini camp in May, probably abolish spring football, have a mini camp in May, get your roster set, and then go to training camp earlier in July. All that being said, they went through a training camp or spring football without their quarterback, who's going to start the throw here in the near future. I'm not sure that that's a big concern that he didn't play in the spring, because I don't think the wide receivers could play either for the most part. So there will be a lot of work in the summer, but I don't think that's entirely unusual.
I'm pretty certain that Carson Beck is throwing. So that's a good sign. That's a good start right there. He did not have an incomplete pass in the spring. What more can you ask for? No drops, no incompletes, no overthrows. He didn't get sacked. What's not to like? The stuff that matters is learning the playbook, learning your guys, building a team, building the camaraderie. And this is how it's going to be now, Joe. Like, yes, there will be exceptions, and some guys will be 4-year players. Some guys will be 3-year players. There might be a 5-year player. Who knows? But for the most part, you're going to see a lot of these marquee 1-year guys. It worked with Cam. Carson Beck is not Cam Ward. And let's begin setting that narrative right now. Could Miami win 10 games? Of course they could. It's not going to be the same as with Cam Ward. Carson Beck does different things. There are some things he does better than Cam Ward. There are a lot of things Cam Ward, I think, does better than Carson Beck. So it's not apples to apples. As long as he's building the relationships, as long as they're not skipping steps, not trying to fast-track those sorts of things, when Mario goes to camp, if those guys believe in one another, I think it will be a very robust camp, because we all know what's waiting on August 31st. That's a heck of a carrot to dangle in front of kids to get a lot of work done, is saying Notre Dame is coming to your house on national television on Labor Day weekend when you're going to be the only thing people can watch. That's a heck of a way to get a lot of work done.
Here's my early roundtable question for you guys. Should they build the offense around Mark Fletcher or the quarterback Carson Beck?
Wow.
I stole that from the Eagles, right? Because they had Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. So who do you build the offense around? You got Fletcher, who's been here. This will be his 3rd year. And, you know, could he have an all ACC type of season, an ACC player of the year type of season?
That's a good one.
They have a couple of months to think about it.
They will run the ball better than they did in 2024, and they ran the ball pretty well in 24. If you can build it, if you can build it around Mark Fletcher, now that I'm thinking about this, if you really can, and then let Carson Beck slice and dice on 2nd and 3rd down, and if you can really make people get, I mean, the key to everything is if you're going to have 3rd downs, 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, make defenses guess. When you can do that, when you give Shannon Dawson that luxury, 3rd and 8, everybody knows you're going to throw it. 3rd and 12, everybody knows you're going to throw it. Third and two, you got all kinds of options. And we know that no matter who the quarterback is, Shannon Dawson's offense is going to have receivers going to open space. And on those third and shorts, you can break something. So if you can build it around the running game, if you can make people overplay the run and then have to play the receivers that I think are going to be pretty good, make them play them one-on-one. Yeah, that would be kind of fun. And again, and I know what Alex Mirabal will tell you, with this offensive line, it starts with the run. I know what Don Bailey will say, with this offensive line, it starts with the run. They know a little bit more about football than I do. So I'll lean that way for now.
All right, always great. Panthers going to beat Tampa in the series?
Panthers are not only going to beat Tampa in the series, but I believe number 19 will be in the lineup tonight. I think Matthew Tkachuk will play game one. I know he was activated off LTIR. He's going to go through the pregame skate here. The puck drop isn't until 8:48, which is crazy. Yeah. Not only will the Panthers win this series, and Tampa's very good. Tampa's better than I thought they were 2 months ago. The winner of this series will win the Stanley Cup.
Wow. All right. Very good. That seems to be the Panthers then.
That seems to be the Panthers then, doesn't it?
Right here on your home of the Panthers. Throw a little Panther talk inside the Hurricane Hotline because we like to share.
You're Doug Plagans. By the way, before we go, because we were talking about hoops, I want something quick I know will appeal to you as well. The great Mike Patrick has passed.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah, I just saw that.
Yes, we had heard it, and then it came out.
Yeah,
it came out not too long ago, and Mike Patrick was one of the great ones. And
great play-by-play guy.
He hasn't been on TV in a minute, but one of the guys that made ACC basketball what it is was that voice. Yeah. So rest in peace, Patrick, sir.
One of the first guys. He also had he had Saturday Night Football on ESPN.
That's right.
And he also did the NFL on Sunday nights. So he was a tremendous play-by-play guy and a heck of a guy as well. All right. Tim, always fun to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you've got a couple of months to get some warm weather stuff.
I'll see you, Joseph. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Tim Reynolds. When we come back, J.D. Arteaga joins us on the show as we continue right after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, back on the show. Joining us now, University of Miami skipper J.D. Arteaga, coming off a sweep of Georgia Tech. Canes are hot, won 6 in a row, 24-17 for the season. JD, thanks for being with us. Congrats on the sweep of Georgia Tech and the win streak.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate having me on the show.
I felt like your team maybe turned the corner a couple of weekends ago. It was a tough night, a tough loss to Duke, where the pitching staff struggled. But since that time, your team has played really good baseball. Do you think that was the turning point after that Friday night game against Duke?
Well, definitely. That's the first win of the six-game winning streak here. So, and you're right, it was an ugly loss. We got beat up pretty good at home. But this team's a little different, man. It's no matter what we do the night before, we kind of show up and with a good attitude the next day. And there's no hangover from any bad games. Now the key is, you know, no hangovers from a good streak, right? And show up and consider doing some of the things we've been doing where we've had success. And not get caught up in anything in the past and just be in the moment and have a better game for the next one. So,
and you've done this overcoming some injuries. Your Friday night starter out for the year, one of your best hitters, I think out for the year. So you've had to overcome some key injuries.
Yeah, Nick Roberts out for the year and probably most of next season. I just had Tommy John last week on Tuesday. Derek Williams is one of the hitters that's out. Todd Hudson and Derek Williams both had the same injury in back-to-back games where the hamate bone. As hitters, we know that's 2 weeks out. And then we start swinging the bat, and at best, I think we get those two guys back in 4 weeks, which would mean the ACC tournament. So, but in the meantime, it's next man up, and guys have responded very well. Our offense has been as good as it's been all year, really, and it's more kind of the guys that we expected to carry us all year are starting to swing a better bat. Daniel Cuvé and Max Galvin and Dorian Gonzalez, those guys started to swing a good bat. So we're getting out at the right time.
Yeah, there are instances where a guy or two guys can carry a team offensively. Cuvé this past weekend, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. Galvin, 6 hits, 3 doubles. And, of course, and then Dorian continues to hit the ball really well. Go back to the Duke game. The final game of that series, 2 home runs that followed that up with some big hits against FAU. So you mentioned those three guys must be seeing the ball really well right now.
Yeah, seeing the ball well. And Jake Ogden is starting to swing a better bat as well. He kind of hit a little bit of a low spot there. It seems like everybody slumped at the same time, which that's kind of a recipe for what we went through there. So, but they're getting hot together at the same time as well. So it's always a good thing. And the pitching's kind of come together. The two freshmen in the rotation have really solidified the rotation there, and then they've gone, you know, at least 5 innings in every one of their starts. So those guys have really solidified the rotation, and moving Walters to the closer role has been a huge move for us as well.
Yeah, he's looked really good there. Speaking of the bullpen, against Georgia Tech, 1.50 earned run average over 12 innings, stranded 10 inherited runners. Let's talk a little bit about the bullpen. You mentioned Walters, but everybody else since that Duke game a couple weeks ago, coming out of the bullpen, they've answered the call.
They have, you know, and not just Walters. You know, we had in back-to-back games there Friday and Saturday, we had left-handers come out of the bullpen and get big outs against left-handers, which we haven't had all year. So everyone's kind of falling into place. Fisher's done a great job kind of being that swing man, that stopper middle of the game and even carrying us into late in the game. So guys are starting to fall into their roles and getting comfortable with their roles and getting the job done when we ask them to do it.
Hugis has pitched well for you on Fridays. but you and Laz had to make a big decision, as you mentioned, and that was taking Walters out of the rotation, putting him in as the closer, and then inserting the two freshmen as starters. And with each start, they seem to be getting more confident and maybe going a little deeper in the games. And of course, I love their size. Both guys are, you know, Vikings on the mound, 6'4", hard throwing right handers. But maybe talk about the development of your freshman starters.
Yeah, you know, they've been good. It's something that I'm going to say a concern, but something expected from those guys is really the mental endurance. You know, they've gone deep into games, but it's not like they've thrown a lot of pitches when they've come out. They've done a great job of being efficient. I think the most pitches they've thrown is somewhere in the 70s. They kind of, after that fifth inning, they kind of hit a little bit of a wall there. And I think it's more immaturity and the ability to maintain the mental focus for 100 pitches or, you know, six, seven innings. It's something they're going to have to learn to do. And the game, when it speeds up on them, they got to learn to slow it down. And but all in all, man, they've done a great job for us. Can't ask for too much more other than them just continue to develop and continue to get better and continue to go deeper into games.
Your team is playing well now. You've had to overcome some adversity. It's been interesting the way you've had to put this team together. And this team seems pretty well bonded. But I give you a lot of credit for the way that you handle your players. I don't think people see that enough. And I think these guys like playing for you. And I think future Hurricanes, when you get in front of the moms and dads, they're going to feel very comfortable with you as their caretaker for their son in the dugout. And let's discuss a little bit about your style. And you're your own guy in the dugout, but I would say patient yet demanding.
Yeah, you know, look, it's I think it's important to understand these guys. These are, you know, kids that are going through a very, you know, tough part of life, right? And they're not just baseball players. They're you know, they're students. There are a lot of things, right? And there's more to it than just baseball, and there's more to life than just baseball. And that's something that from day one we kind of stress. And you know, when you show that you care about the person, the individual, you're going to get a lot more out of them and not just the player. So we've been, you know, and everyone knows what we've been through on the field with injuries, but there's a lot of stuff that certain guys have gone through off the field that no one has any idea of. That they've had to overcome, and being there for them is more important than being there for them in the batter's box, in the bullpen, or anything like that. So I think that's always important. And the reality is most of these guys are not going to play in the big leagues. And it has nothing to do with talent. It's just really hard to get there and stay there. So they're going to be something else other than baseball players when it's all said and done. So it's important to realize that and develop that part of their lives. So that's always going to be an important part of our development.
This week coming up, big week, FIU, you got to go over there at FIU. They got you, I guess, two weeks ago, scored early, came back on them, but just couldn't get over the top. You got FIU, then you're going up to Boston, and you're going to play a game at Fenway Park, so that should be special.
It is. That's fun. It'll be our second opportunity this year to play in a professional ballpark, you know, and of course, one of the newer parks in the league in the Marlins Stadium, and then one of the older parks in Fenway Park. So to cover both extremes there. But for sure, the most important game is this next one tomorrow night. And just like our motto, you know, next after a bad game or a loss, it's next after a win as well. And the most important thing was today's practice. We had a great practice today in preparation for tomorrow, and tomorrow's game is the biggest game of the year. We're trying to win the series there as well. We're trying to win every series, and it's a four-game series with FIU. We split the first two, so the only way to win the series is by winning tomorrow. If we don't win tomorrow, our best chance is to split it, and we want to win the series, so we got to win tomorrow to put us in a good position to do that. So we feel like we're confident, we're ready to go, and looking forward to tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at FIU.
I know you don't look at this stuff, but we are getting late in the season. You've won three straight ACC series. This has put you in a position, according to the experts, for postseason play. Now you just got to come down the home stretch and finish it off. But you're putting yourself here in the middle of April in a spot to get back into the tournament.
Yeah, it's look, as quick as we worked our way in, it could go the other way around as well. So one game at a time, continue to focus on the process that's gotten us to this point. The wins and losses will take care of itself. We'll do things the right way, play the game the right way, and take every at-bat and be present for every at-bat and every pitch. We're going to be in a good spot at come June in the postseason.
Do you think Cuvée's eyes are going to be like saucers when he looks out at the green monster?
We'll see. Hopefully, he doesn't get too much of his attention. He continues to drive the ball over the field like he's always done. So, again, it's nice to see him hit start swinging the bat the way we expected him to. And like, it just seems like he's just been missing pitches all year. He's just not missing them anymore. So, hopefully, he stays hot and continues to lead by example offensively for this team.
Yeah, well, as soon as he got that first home run in ACC play against Duke, since that time, he's been on a tear.
He has. And look, something not too many people are talking about is our defense. And him, he's improved dramatically defensively at third base. And we've turned – it seemed like we didn't turn many double plays the first half of the season. And it's multiple double plays every game now, it seems like. So a big part of it is the pitching, making quality pitches, getting ground balls. But defensively, we've made some really good plays and played pretty clean for the most part. All those things are recipes for success.
All right. Well, keep it going. The best of luck against FIU and then Boston College. You come back home, got a big series against North Carolina State on May 2nd. I'll see you for that series. And the very best of luck here in the next four games. And keep it rolling. It's been fun to watch.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Joe. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
All right. That's J.D. Arteaga joining us here on the show. Always appreciate talking to J.D. Love speaking to him before the ball games in the clubhouse, to him and his staff, Coach Coop and Coach Gutierrez and all the other fellas. Always enjoy the conversation there. At any rate, Canes have a couple of big games coming up, including this weekend against Boston College. Okay, thanks to Tim Reynolds for joining us. Thanks to our producer, Trevor Harris. We'll be back next week with Hurricane Hotline next Tuesday on the 29th between 6 and 7 right here on WQAM. Thanks for being with us and have a very pleasant good evening.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.